Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Scene Fronteras, and I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. This is your show. Our guest is here to talk with you, so you can call in 917-889-3068. And that's a USA number, so if you're in Mexico, add the plus. Or just email us, musicscenefronterismx, don't forget the mx, at gmail.com. Well, I want to welcome all of our listeners on the Blog Talk Radio Network. That's blogtalkradio.com. And also on the CyberStationUSA.com network and their radio affiliates on the eastern seaboard of the U.S. who will hear us tonight, later tonight, and the Artistic Echoes and Canalside Radio Network in the United Kingdom who will hear us tomorrow. So you can't get away from us, all right? And welcome to everybody who's listening to us as a podcast on iTunes. If you have questions or comments for our guests, email your questions to musicscenefronterismx@gmail.com. And like I say, if you're listening to us on a podcast, email us anyway, and we'll see to it your questions get answered. And as always, remember, we are in Mexico, which is a joyfully musical and joyfully noisy country, right? Our studio is downtown, and our soundproofing is pretty good. And of course, we're on lockdown. The entire state of Jalisco is on lockdown. But occasionally you may hear a police car come by with a loudspeaker telling everybody to stay inside and wear masks. So you may hear that. Also, occasionally some big trucks rumble down the street across them as they're delivering gas to people. Well, Mejía Izquierdo Santiago, or just Mejía, or even Mea, is a bit of a beautiful enigma. She studied jazz, but her music crosses many genres. She's from Spain, and she released popular albums and singles in that country, but now she's in New York City. Her native language is Spanish, but her command of English songwriting is superb. She's an accomplished stage actress, but even in the city of Broadway, she's focusing on music, not acting. Even so, she still managed to pick up film score awards in California. So until the quarantine, she was performing in many of New York's top clubs, you know, like the Rockwood Music Hall and Studio 5. And hopefully she's going to be performing again soon and not just in New York. She's working on a new EP, and the first song is out now, Angels in New York City, which was co-written with Grammy Award-winning composer Ital Shore. And it was produced by Kelsey Warren, a.k.a. Black Emoji. Well, although her middle name is Left in English, she seems to do everything right. Best of all, here she is. Mejía, welcome to Music Scene Fronteras.
Oh, hello, Patrick. I'm so happy to be with you today. And yeah, my surname means Left. Yes, it was a joke. You know, when I was a child, you know that sometimes children are really cruel. So they were all like, yeah, the izquierdo and derecha. It's like left and right, like the military walk, you know, the military march. But, the way that you have introduced me is impressive. Thank you so much for your beautiful words.
Well, they're well deserved, and I want to say thanks to our mutual friend Elston Torres for putting us together.
Yeah.
You know, I've been listening to your music all week on Spotify, and I love your songwriting and your way of arranging music for emotional impact. Especially that song, Stranger Things Have Happened, which everybody should go listen to after the show today. Now, that's doubly true for Angels in New York City. You paint such a wonderful picture of angels holding up signs. Where did that idea come from?
I just use like images, you know, that coming from art, from a sculpture. I was thinking about, you know, the you know, the angel, the sculpture of angels that maybe you can find in at parks here. The more famous is the one that is in Central Park. I was thinking about this, and also I was like kind of wanting, I wanted to pay homage to, I don't know the exact translation in English, Cielo sobre Berlin, you know, the Wim Wenders film, that it's about angels that live in Berlin, in the city of Berlin.
No, I don't know it, but
no?
I understand. But I understand that what you're saying is that you wanted to pay homage to a film about angels, and
about angels living in a city, and people cannot see them, but they are, you know, they are changing human lives. Meanwhile, well, we don't realize that they are, they live with us.
Let me give our audience a sample of how you describe that. I want to read a little bit from your lyrics, just one line.
Yeah.
Two lines. But all the time the signs were there, held up by angels in the air, touched by musicians in strange affairs, lush dive bars and subway stairs. Wow. How did you learn to write so well in a language that you didn't grow up with?
I think it's all about intuition. I'm very intuitive. And I guess that I just retain the words that for me are meaningful, and then I go back to them when I'm writing. And also in the case of this song, I was like, the co-writer was Ijaal Shur, so he helped me also to really find the most accurate way of saying what I had in mind, you know.
Well, it's
and
true.
The last dive bars is where I've been all my life playing music. I wanted to pay homage also to this kind of bars.
Well, I noticed that you said lush dive bars, so you obviously hang out in really good dive bars. I'm going to play a little bit of the song so our audience has an idea of what all the excitement about. This is a cut from Angels in New York City, and this is the Mixdown.
When I was a child, I speak to God, but I couldn't hear a thing. And then I grew up, destiny whispered into my dream. All of the time, the signs within, held up by angels up in the air, touched by musicians in strange affairs, in lush dive bars and subway stairs. And when you feel you can go on, angels are here. Just look around. I need some angels.
Here, and of course we just talked about the fact that there are angels everywhere. First, that's great songwriting, and second, it's a really great, really wonderful arrangement. You create a mood in the intro with the synth and the slight auto tune or echo, and then you move into a pop rock in the same mood, and then you add some horn accents and some trap beats. I mean, it's really, really well done. I think that song was a group effort, wasn't it? You and Shur and Kelly Warren. Is that how you put it together?
Yes. It was more Kelsey Warren, and we worked together, but finally I trust in, you know, in we connect, we there's a, you know, like a deep connection. We it's like we read our minds, and I'm so comfortable with working with him because every choice that he does, it's the choice that I would have done, you know, that I would have taken. So, you know what happens? This song, I was thinking more in a jazzy approach, but Kelsey came with this electropop, you know, arrangement, and I was like, "Yes, why not? I really love this," and I'm you know, I'm very happy. I'm very happy with the result.
So am I. So am I. Yeah. I'm very happy. I've listened to it all week. And I love the way that you mix Spanish and English, and you put the Spanish sotto voce in kind of an inside voice that breaks the fourth wall and talks directly to the listener. And it doesn't matter what language it is. I mean, your delivery carries the emotion. But what gave you the idea to talk to us in Spanish and sing to us in English?
Because the part that is in Spanish is a poem, is a Lorca's poem, Federico García Lorca poem, and it could have been sung. I mean, I could have tried to compose a melody for the poem, but I really prefer to, like, kind of, it's so, the poem is so apocalyptic. It has, like, dark, you know, really dark images, and I needed something more direct, you know. And I think that the spoken word, I love Laurie Anderson and many other artists that you know, work with a spoken word, and I think it's very interesting, and it's very interesting the combination, you know, the between melody and spoken word. I always like it. There's another song called, maybe you, I think I, it's in Mosin 25, my last EP, the EP before this one that I'm working on. And it's called El Beso de la Mujer Araña. The kiss,
right.
You know, from Spider-Man or Spider-Woman, sorry. And it's all about this. It's all about mixing spoken word and some other parts in which I sing.
I listened to that this week, and unfortunately we don't have the song, but we have another one. We have two other ones, so we'll hear various ways in which you do that. Right now, however, there's another song of yours that I really love. It's Be Gentle, My Love. And I want to play a bit of it for the audience so they know exactly what we mean. This is Be Gentle, My Love.
Be gentle, my love, 'cause your words have hurt me and I'm feeling lonely tonight. Be gentle, my love, hush now, this pain I can hardly stand. When the rain begins to fall and the music and the band are gone, I still believe there's a chance for us hidden in our silent hearts that want to burst. Be gentle, my love, you say it's over, I want no other. Be gentle, my love, can change the way I feel inside. When the night falls down and our wishes and our joy hit the ground, I still believe there's a chance for us hidden in our silent hearts that want to burst. Take us to a
the storm, when all hope is gone, let our fears die. Shout to them, we don't acknowledge.
That was from your Lucien 25 EP, which you released in 2018. Which has an interesting story about how it got titled. I'm going to hold on that story just for a minute because I want to point out some lines in that song.
Yeah.
Let our fears die and shout to them. We don't acknowledge their faces anymore. So
yeah.
Very succinct, very to the point, yet gentle and allegorical. Really brilliant writing. So what inspired that song? Was it personal?
Yeah. It was a, I was very sad after, you know, I break up with somebody, and this song came, I don't know, from the pain, I guess, that I was feeling, and I was just needing to transcend this pain and do something beautiful with pain, that is, with suffering. And I think that many artists share the same feeling, the same need to do something beautiful, you know, to look for beauty or transcend suffering or pain. That's why we compose or paint or write or dance, or, you know, this need of like trying to make to
it worked. Yeah, I mean, it worked very well. And as the song progresses, the music shifts from the guitar to kind of a soft muted drum and piano or keys, which really fill in the feeling and then you add layers and it deepens, and then you shift the lyrics to singing numbers 1, 2, 1, 2, 1.
Yeah.
It works musically, but what is the lyrical role of those numbers, or is there one?
Yeah. Well, it was my way of trying to express, like, that I was trying also, like it's the way of. I was trying to because one is the individual, you know, and two is a couple, and three, four is like a kind of, in Jungian terms, is the quaternity, that means like it's quite more metaphysical thing that people. I guess that people think that I'm just saying numbers because it sounds good, but I was trying to develop a pretty philosophical concept over there.
Well, like I said,
you know, I was like between one, that it's like loneliness, two, that means a duality, but it's a couple, three, four, until four,
okay.
That four is like a whole.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And like I said, musically, it really fits nicely. So I thank you for that. Off the topic a little bit, the way in which the album was named, there's a story there. Could you tell it very briefly?
Yeah. It came, I had a dream. I mean, I usually have dreams at night while dreaming, and it appeared Lou Reed, and you know, it's not it doesn't happen to me all the time, you know. It's just the once in my life that I dreamt of Mr. Lou Reed, and he appeared there, and then I was asking him for musical advice, and then he told me everything is good, just make it easier. And then he told me, and well, if you want more clues, I can tell you Multian 25. And I woke, you know, I remember I woke up and I was like, what is Multian? And I just Googled it, and in many languages, but it's not a word. It's not a real word. I mean, it's an invention from, I don't know where
it
comes from.
it made a great album, right?
Yeah, so. And I used it because it was it was beautiful. It sounds beautiful. So Milton, I don't know what it is. Milton.
Well, speaking of good career advice, I noticed that, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I noticed that you got a grant from the Fundación SGAE.
Yeah.
Congratulations. But
thank you.
I'm kind of curious as to how did you convince a Spanish foundation to help a rising Spanish talent leave the country and go to New York?
Well, they already gave me a little grant to compose Milgen 25. I've already sent my project of DZP, of DZP's project to them, and they were very interested in it, and they gave me a little grant. Then one of the songs that you already played, Be Gentle My Love, this one, was awarded here by Aphrodite Film Awards as best piece of music, award. And they were so happy, also the Fundación SGAE, that they grant me again to come here.
Wow, that's doubly lucky. Good for you. I want to point out that you're also an actress. You do live theater and television in Spain and work with some top directors. I've known many singers who started or who remain in theater. So I wonder, how does theater influence your music?
Interesting. I think that it influences basically when I'm on the stage, because I believe in the musicians that usually play with me, they tell me that on stage I'm very free and very expressive and that I really connect with the audience. I think that this is all partially also thanks to the all the years that I've spent studying theater and working as an actress, that you are more aware of, I think I have this feeling that the stage is sacred, that this space is sacred. It's not like I'm there playing some chords or singing some melodies. I mean, I really have the feeling of the actress in me knowing that this space is sacred, and yes, I think that this is the difference.
Okay.
That this makes the difference. Yeah.
Well, I know that theater is closed now because of the COVID pandemic, but do you think you'll ever get back on the theatrical stage, or maybe audition for a musical, or maybe write a musical yourself?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I started here also some classes with Susan Batson. She's awesome. She's a great coach, theatrical coach. And I'm in this. Yeah, I one of my projects is to write a piece. Mixing music, spoken word, live music and recorded music at the same time. But it obviously it's going to take a while, but I am not sure when we are going to perform again, maybe. When we are going to be able to perform again, maybe. I don't know.
Nobody else is either. Right?
Yeah. So I don't mind,
Okay.
Hopefully when everything goes, goes back to normality is not the way to express this, because for sure everything is going to change. But when whatever the way I will, whatever, I mean, if I can, if I have to perform in front of a screen, I will do it. I mean, what I want to do is to keep on performing, you know, to continue performing. I don't mind if we have to do it, you know, via Zoom or via YouTube. I don't mind.
I understand completely. You won some awards, actually, for music and film and the awards in Hollywood in Malibu. Did you write those songs just for the films, or were they licensed to the films after you wrote them?
No, they were. These kind of festivals, they have usually, you know, like a section when a category that is only for music. It doesn't matter if your song is in, you know, just streamed on film or not. You know, they are like only just is a category for music, for musicians, singers, songwriters, and that's why I've been awarded in this kind of festivals. But not because they are, not because my music is on any streamed,
okay.
And, or you know. It's just because the category I've applied for, it was singer-songwriter or best piece of music, but has nothing to do with the films. But
okay.
I've been awarded also for some of my music videos.
I saw
maybe
that. Did you go to California to pick up
exactly.
the awards?
Yeah. It was... It was for Under the Sky of Your Tough Love. That is a song that I wrote to pay homage to New York City, New York City's tough love, you know, because this city, you know, this city can be really tough. But we all love, you know, we all love New York, but sometimes it's even brutal sometimes, you know. But in this music video, I've tried to take like the optimistic and shiny part of this love, though it's tough, but you know, and I think it's a very beautiful music video. It gives you, you know.
It is. I enjoy it. And everybody after the show,
everybody should
go and look at it. So you did go to California to pick up your awards. I just wondered what you thought of Los Angeles and Hollywood.
I didn't go to California.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
I don't understand.
Okay. Well,
I didn't go, and I want to. Oh, it's one of the... It was one of my, you know, one of the trips that I was thinking, you know, like maybe this summer I will go, because I want to go, and I have friends there, and other friends that have lived there, and now I have some Spanish musicians that they are living there,
right.
But I don't know, with all of this, maybe I have to wait until next year to go. I'm not sure. Let's see.
Well, I hope you do. Los Angeles is now the music capital of the world, actually, so you'll enjoy it. Let me remind our listeners that we are talking with Maia, and you can talk with her, too. You can call in or you can email us. In fact, we have some emails right now from our listeners, so I'm going to go to the emails. Halidi, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Halidi, wants to know, do you find American audiences much different than Spanish audiences?
I think, well, in my case, here, what I've, you know, what I've, I've noticed, what I found is that the American audience is very generous and really appreciates talent. In Spain, people also appreciate talent, but Not as much as here. I mean, here I feel that people really appreciate the artistic talent. It's something important for them. It's like, wow, what an awesome performance. And they are really, what I feel, is that they are really able to appreciate the nuances of an artistic talent, of an artistic performance or expression. And I'm not saying, I don't mean with this that Spanish people cannot have these, you know, this insight, but here I found honestly that here my work is more valued. You know, I feel like that.
Very interesting. Wow.
But with this, I don't mean that in Spain I was not valued, because I had my record label, my audience, and my fans. But here it's like, it's easier. It's like, it seems that you can go to the heart of the people faster, or at least me.
Well, yeah. You do go to the heart of the people. We have another email here from Simper in Miami. And Simper wants to know, did you see any angels in New York City?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I have met at some crucial moments people that really helped me a lot, you know. And for me, these are the angels that I found. Of course, I found some demons because it's very challenging, this city. But you know, in the darkest moments, or more challenging or more difficult, I always found somebody there to help me. And I think I've been lucky with this.
Great. Well, you make me proud of my country. Roger in Atlanta wants to know, when did you learn English?
I've started when I was 6 or 7 years old, but you know, and I've also started a degree in translation, you know, and I've studied English and Portuguese, but really until I mean. Everything changes when you really start living in abroad.
Yes, it does.
You know, it really
know.
is the only way. You know, it's the only way to really really make the language yours. To really, you know.
Yeah, entiendo.
Entiendo.
Yeah.
Because also you need this emotional approach that you don't have while you are at home practicing, you know. And everything changes. Yeah.
It does, believe me. I know it from living in Mexico. I'm watching the clock, and I want to get one more song in. And it's fitting, I think, that the last song today will be Sueños, Dreams in English. And it's from the same album in 2018. Here's just a little bit of Sueños.
Beberé todo el café que debería. Adiós, mi. Y entre verso y verso soñaré. Y escribiré en la servilleta que hoy la gente tiene el poder. Cantaré, swingaré la voz como Billie Holiday. Y entre mal de amores os diré que canto para que escuchen que ya no tengo miedo. Los sueños de tanta gente comparten mi mente. Los sueños de tanta gente, su luz a contracorriente. Interpretaré debe brillar mucho, que al anochecer. Mira al fondo de su cerveza y es feliz.
You must really like that song because you've posted at least three videos of it on YouTube. One live with the band, one in the studio with Cesar Manera, and a great mostly black and white video, which is my favorite, shot on the street in New York. Did we find all the videos or are there more?
No, these are all of them. Yeah.
Everybody should go
look
at
them. Yeah, I really like that song. Yeah.
They're all good. They're all really good. I like the one in New York City. That's my favorite, but the others are all good. Now, I want to tell the audience that Swing Notes is not a cover. It's not the Diego Torres song. You wrote it. And you also, in that song, later on, you talk to us. You use your conversational technique. So I guess you like to talk with your listeners. Something you got from the theater, right?
Yeah. Yes, and I think that the mixing, I think it's interesting suddenly to hear this spoken word and it's like say, hey, I'm singing, but you know, hey, but I'm talking to you. It's not only about, you know, a beautiful voice, and because it's my way of saying also, I really give importance to lyrics a lot. So it's a way maybe to also stress this, you know.
It works.
And Sueños is is an homage to, I in this song I talk about, I mention Patti Smith, I mention Billie Holiday, Jim Jarmusch, I think more Jim Jarmusch, I think more people, I remember more artists, but it's an homage to the artists that have inspired me, and the dreamers, you know, people that will really take risk and try, at least try to fight for their dreams. I think we all have to pay homage and value these kind of people because it's not easy in this society. What?
I think you're one of those kind of people in the way you do your music and the way you put songs together so beautifully. What isn't beautiful is the fact that the clock is telling me and the producer is telling me that we have to wrap up this interview or they're gonna throw us off the air. So, Maya, thank you so much for being here and for bringing us such lovely music.
Oh, thank you, Patrick. I really enjoyed the conversation, and it was very, you know, it was very, very, very nice to share this this moment with you. And also, you have a very beautiful voice. now I want to meet you.
Well, when all this is over, I may come into New York for the Latin Alternative Music Convention, or you may come out to Los Angeles to see your friends. LA is my hometown.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll come and sing in Guadalajara.
Which is
a great place. But so we'll see. But in the meantime, how can people follow you online? What's the best place?
Yeah, the best place, I think, is or Instagram, but they can find me as Maya May, and or on Facebook. If they Google Maya, they will find all of Maya's, but I think that I'm the first one that appeared there, and it's easy on Facebook also. And also I have my PR they are rival relations, and I'm one of the artists there, you know. And if they click there, they will find all of my social media. If they go to rival relations, maybe it's the easier way.
Okay, all right. Do you have any upcoming plans for a live stream so people can see you live on online?
Yes, but you know, I still can't give the details. But on May 9th, I have something coming up, but I still cannot because we are discussing some details. But on May 9th, I will have a live performance in a festival, in an online festival, music festival.
Will you put that up on your Facebook page so people
can find it? I will promote it, and via my PR also we will promote it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you very much for being here with us today. We really enjoy it. I want to remind all of our listeners that you can follow Mea on Facebook. Look her up on Google, M-E-I-A. We'll also post a link on the show page here, so you can go to our show page and get a link to her show. Check out her new song, Angels in New York City. It's on Spotify, along with all of her other music, and you're going to wind up, like me, putting it at the top of your playlist and listening to it all week. Well, wherever you are right now, we are out of time, so I want to say thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Music Scene Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan from blogtalkradio.com, cyberstationusaradio.com, and our radio affiliates and also Artistic Echoes in England. Like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feeds, and you'll get real-time updates on our guests. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. You can download this and other Music Scene Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. Tune in next week. We're going to be talking with another great artist who was also very Scene Fronteras, crosses many borders. Check our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we will update you on him or her. I'm not going to give it away right now. In the meantime, have a great musical weekend. Tener un gran fin de semana musical. And here is a little bit more of Be Gentle, My Love.
Be gentle, my love, 'cause your words have hurt me and I'm feeling lonely tonight. Be gentle, my love, hush now, this pain I can hardly stand. When the rain begins to fall and the music and the band are gone, I still believe there's a chance for us hidden in our silent heart. Want to burst. Be gentle, my love. You say it's over, I want no other. Be gentle, my love. Your pride can change the way I feel inside. When the night falls down and our wishes and our joy hit the ground, I still believe there's a chance for us hidden in our silent heart.